The Ramban also agrees with the Ravid that since the Gemara is making the Mishnah there that protest, like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says that there is no lav deraisa in Achilas Chometz, kedem zmanei and lachas zmanei, so the halacha is like Rav Shimon, even kedem zmanei, not like the Rambam. The halacha is like Rav Shimon only in respect to lachas zmanei, but kedem zmanei also. But it's also ba'achile erev Pesach lachachatzeis midraise because of tashbis. The Balan Moria also is also chilek on the Rambam, and the Balan Moria, I mean the Rambam is not yochid, the Gelim also and the Rif agree with the Rambam Shite, but the Balan Moria is chilek on the Rambam Shite. And he agrees with the Ravid and the Ramban that we pass like Rav Shimon, being in respect to Chometz Lachas Mane, Chometz Shel Yisroel Lachas Mane, and being in respect to Chometz Kedem Zmane Erev Pesach. But whereas the Ravid and the Ramban both say that even according to Rav Shimon, who says there is no love deraisa of Lisechol of Chometz Erev Pesach Lachachatzis, but it's also Bachile Midraise Mitzad Nisarese of Tashbisu. He says Midraise according to Rav Shimon and Alibid Yilchase, there is no Isa Deraise to eat Chometz after Chatzis. On the contrary, there is a big mitzvah Midraise to eat Chometz after Chatzis, because we pass him like the Rabbanon of Rav Yude that has resourced the whole Novo, so he can be mashbis the chometz by eating it too, and the soul's hashbose. It's hashbose in the stomach. Why is that worse than hashbose of peir v'zeir l'ruach? So peir v'zeir l'ruach. So mele, so that the Baramoya, and the first peric, and the sugya d'avo, so he says, you apogaf, the kainu and hoche, that's the abdimu in the reef. It's the fourth line in the Baramoya. The canon hoche le krepshim en doma bein lifnei zmanei bein lachas manei in your either all of the lekrum hilka chesh on gdushon. Mio, I forgot the stira le krepshim en in the either all of the lekrum lo imotzinu shechol ha krepshim en ha-medrash arbiyin orishin tashbishu seyam bateichem. Acholak. In name the Chsiv, we see Shchet al Chomitz Dam Zifri, we see Shchet as a Pesach Vadayin Chomitz Kayom, Vim Ochil Lei Meichel Mishishoi Sulemayla Ad Erev Ein Eiva Bachilose Sheilcho Hashboso Gdeo Mizu. So it's Mikhaim a Mitzvah. In other words, if he doesn't get rid of the Chomitz Erev Pesach and he has Chomitz in his possession, he doesn't get rid of it, then he's either an essay of Tashbisu, he's either an essay. According to Rashi, so he wants either Bali Hoye or Pesach. But the Balamoya Shiti is Bali Hoye is only on Pesach itself, not Erev Pesach Lachachatzeis. But if he possesses Chometz Erev Pesach Achachatzeis, he's either an essay of Tashbisu. But if he eats it, then is the kind of mitzvah of Tashbisu. In the Chashbos of Deo Yeisa Mizu. So, Shein the Chashbos of Deo Mizu. Ava lechatchile, Eile Mishay say, Mishay Nich Misa Shoa Shishis. The kind of Ava mitzvah of Tashbisu.
Beyond the peak of the highway and the peak I mentioned all that because it has to do with this matter. Now, Nathan, but may I know if you're coming with your business, I say, but you don't hear anything to our mother, if you're coming with your business, I say, you pull out and you have promised me to say, oh, my Lord, yeah, you know, so we say, according to the Rambam, that the three pastors from Judah, that, you understand? The rest of them, no. You never say, you have to say, 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 my Lord, sir. You know it, because it's some of the righteous, how do you know that? That's a miracle. And even according to the Rambam, and the Rambam, he says that our Lord is like a sinner. Our Lord is like a sinner. So we all come to some of the Rambam. So two of them are saying there is no law. So the Rambam and the Rambam say, if you don't come to the Rambam, you have a youth, you cannot go out. So there is a new person, the Rambam. So they can send me, the Lord is not more. The poor arm and your hammer, and she says, oh my Lord, never said, the Rambam is with a hand with this. Mention this higher. The Rambam is like a bird. The Rambam is a big man. That guy is anything. The poor arm and your hammer, and she says, oh my Lord. The Rambam is like a bird. The hammer is given a person. The author,
Or in short, a meeting, a test.
that as far as the height is concerned, then there's no difference between the male and the female. There's two armor, one is more male, and less than the male, and then there's another two armor. Everybody agrees, me, in the answer, no, because you are like a human, not like a man, not like a human, but like a human. The male, all of data, and the height of how much is not that far in the country, or the capacity, and how many people are people, you can ask. Ah. Yes, sir. Now, that.
So there might be a portion of the first day
a place where when you do it, it comes. So in order not to be angry at the Lord, but give a genuine, daily, nothing in the day, so you have to be nice with the family before the family is ready. Because if you're not nice with the family, all of the things are not. So then the first hour of the first day, in the second day of faith, there is greater than prayer. So the first is to let them pray, and you must be in the telephone and cry, the God's worship has to take place before the 7 days begin. But then the other prophet says, I'll be in our weekend. As Jesus told me the first day, and if you are going to understand the thing of weekend means the 15th, so the male portion of the 15th is not moved. So how can you fulfill the prophecy of the coming clearly not in the prophecy? How can we reconcile the 15th? The rabbis have also idea. In other words, that means in order to reconcile the 15th, we have to say that how the name of weekend doesn't refer to the 15th, but to the 40th. Because if the name of weekend refers to the 15th, then there is a zero between the 15th. So that means that on the 15th, you'll be becoming nice. And but then, if on the 15th, you're nice, so how can you be inclined to see that young train up in the bed? So the first hour, in the 15th, the hummus eating from the bear hand, it takes some time to be nasty, to collect the hummus and burn it and eat it, and to destroy it, I mean, burn it and dry it, so it takes some time. Okay, so the only way to reconcile the 15th is by saying the thing of reason refers not to the 15th, but to the 14th, and the way to destroy it. The prophet of Peter's young children of the Christian also.
If you come to promise me a profession,
the daylight of the 15th, how can you be allowed to come into your possession the night of the 16th, or the night of the 16th, come just at the daylight of the 15th? But in this little phrase means, little phrase, the arrival of the 15th, not all the nations. That would be, that would be inconceivable. But the Indian Republic is very fantastic here. It's outside of a new young street. Young man, very strong, commercial and affair, eh? It's more so, but really interesting. That's what it should be said. It should be said that the people of German play much of the telephone begins with the data of the 15th. Why not? The East Pass has a passer last year's comet, but the comet last year's smartphone. I got a passer last year's comet, but this person failing much of the telephone. The whole of the comet is in the future, but the comet last year's smartphone. The people must make it very fairly. The homes to take on the Sumati, the seed will be not aware of the Sumati. From the mayor, we have to say, we have to say that it's starting to that jamming sharing of the telephone means that jamming begin with the night of the system, not with one of the Saka of the system. But from the mayor, but then the question is what does the dream of this is that people refer to? Not in the 15th. The night of the 15th would be too late, because I already would be able to have German sailing not in the telephone. So it means in the day of the 14th, then, after that, the email is happy to be valid with your honor. The tenth, the Arduino research is reference to the fortune. How do you know it is reference to the face of the fortune? Maybe it is reference to the evening of the fortune. The evening of the fortune. Why is that now? 18 hours before the passing of the fall. The inner, the rabbi, the without the deal, the murder of the terrorist, the reality, the silver has the inner reason that has been extended. How could it mean that the night at 6 p.m., just when the evening of the 14th begins, so just Karina Rito, just McCain, the flyer, the Amen is faster, but maybe the staff of the Karina Rito is still waiting inside the daylight. But how do you know it means noon of the daylight? Maybe it means the morning of the daylight. I mean the morning, the baker of the Udara, not the potato of the Udara. Damon is after half hour. So that's it that now. One is the simplest. And it means after the meal. So that means after the innovation. Like this is from the telephone. So, Mr. Hayley Mutter and Mr. Hayley Zep. So, it's in my and if I look at the picture of the mulatto asking the bathroom music. And the mixer that we look at in the special offer, the mulatto, wait on the college, hospital user, the hospital, then another step. That's based upon the Asbatagis. That means, if we say, you know, there is a certain person of Asbat. Asbat means the perceptiveness, the left letter of the hour day, for the first, the top of the hour, the screen for the day, the time. And then there is another perceptiveness, and that's called A hazard of it means that we divide the first 8 letters of the alphabet. In other words, the first 7, it is that. Aleph, Bay, Gimel, Dalet, Bay, Red, Zion. We have the first 7 letters. What is the 8th letter of Aleph, Bay, Hey? So, we have here, So we substitute the 8th letter for the Aleph. So we substitute a test for the hour, and then if you start counting again, they pass 1 second. So the first 7 letters, and then the 8 is like the hour, and then again you have 8 letters starting from the 7 letters, from the 8. So you have test. It's 2, Yud is 3, and Chof is 4, and Lamed is 5, and Men is 6, and Nun is 7, and Tamar is 8. So again, so you have the Tamar, a half, and then you have the half. So, if you substitute again, you substitute for the Aleph, you substitute the head, and then for the hope, so after the hope, when you start counting 7, after the hope, so Lamed is like 1, and the Men is 2, and Yun is 3, and Tamar is 4, and Ayin is 5, and Kay is 6, and Sadiq is 7. So in other words, so you have hope. So in other words, by the substituting the half, the Hadith alphabet, so the half changes into Chof. What does Chof mean? Chof means divide, split. So you have to split again into two halves. So after Hatay it is Mikah, and after Hatay it is up. Now let's say the whole half. Hatay said the Rabbi, now for higher, we can listen to your host in the coma, and hang out ואם אל רבי איך המשאות אשר ים כמוד הביתר יורד כמה עד אשר נשים מביא שמיית השיפו ומשתם ימני ימי הישראל אז בוא תשאר לאחר החומת נשאר שאיזה שאיך החומת שיבה לאז תשאר ותשאר ללמוד לבתיכם יכול לכם החמצת ואחר החומת לאחר השמאסו נשאר שחי לאחר מאסו איזה שאיך החומת ותשאר החמצת ותשאר לכם שיחיתם וכתיב בארץ החומתי, על מגן אחרי שמעתו, איזה חומץ ואיזה שתי ימים שחשי איכו, אך הולך, אך אם לרק מיות לא ידד אפילו. let go of the snow patient. It's very important. So these are the room of these things I see. Here's the confession. You get higher. So not only to every sphere, an apparent sphere between six sixes, because the policies of the phone sharing up in the telephone flies just over 7 days because to be used. And the policies of the inner region that keeps in the telephone implies the easy faith. The inner region is reference to the 15, but then it implies that we can make that prepare at the beginning of the 15. So that means the start of the 15, so he does not get to remove the 15. Here is a confession. You get higher than the original has to be, you have to make that. So that's it, the reference, in order to be harmony with the process of the chemical and the telephone, so it must be applied to the 14. You call them certainly the nearly that has been to avoid the receiver of perfectly fair play, error in Ahari Church, and like that, this is the question, we start the question, and that the pain and the nerve
Here's a hint of the final limit of the life of the Mikadu.
They begin to have to imagine it, right? To wait till the last hour and 7 days to be set up. So, the Torah says, see that German very much in the person, what does it mean? The first moment in the 7 days, you have to get rid of the Chomet. So why does the Torah have to tell us, are the human reasons I see so? Even if the Torah didn't say, are the human reasons I see so? I would know that it means the beginning of the first day of the 7 day, you have to get rid of the Chomet, not wait till the last hour of the 7 day. And then, this stuff, so it's the purpose. So what is the smart of the 14th? They need to speak out, because they need to come and ask all of each one. Anyway, so here we have the basic methodology, which is very basic.
Thank you.
has spent time against Protestant practices. After all, if a Buddha learns it out from nature, just as nature is dictator, so can its goal be dictator. In nature, I am used to the back of nature. Vanisa mina bhita bhita says, so that we can tell the other one, so why shouldn't we see the same things in the dark?
He's already evil.
Var vi høje? Og hej? Det er jo det, var vi høje. Ja, vi måtte at det blev høje. Og det var på tidsmænden, var vi høje. Og den siger jeg til det høje. Ja, det er jo ikke, var vi høje. Even if it was calling it for 1 minute, and just 1 minute, that the hummus was undestroyed, but the hummus...
Not Lachmanisure. Now, but because Lachmanisure, he already behaved the first few moments. After Chateis, he'll behave a Balyroye. Machinki, Tesis, Lishitose, that Balyroye, you only ate on Pesach. Erev Pesach and Atira Balyroye. Erev Pesach and Atira Balyroye. Some in Mele, we learn out from Lisa. Just as by Neser, the mitzvah shreif is lachas manisoi, not kedem it becomes Neser. So, chomis also, me the reise, the mitzvah shreif is kedem manisoi. And then you ask, but if he waits, so me the reise, he can go to, he can lie down to till chatzis, erev Pesach. And just set the clock should ring, you know, at 12 noon. 12 noon. 12 standard, noon. So the clock, the clock starts to ring. He gets up bed and he works fast. And after all, he just has to not to take vacations, you know, I mean every 5 minutes, and just to start working, collecting the wood and getting the fire and lighting the wood and then collecting the chomet. He has no other. He's not a mitzvah, only a mitzvah. It's not even about it. Suppose he decides to burn the chometz the last 5 minutes before Shtiyeh, he'll have an avera, even according to Tesis. Why? Because he is mechuyet to destroy it at the beginning of Chatzis. At the beginning of Chatzis. So mele, he's nevatlenes. I'm not so sure about it, according to Tesis. Maybe he has no avera midaraisi. Maybe it's possible that according to Tesis, he has no avera midaraisi, even if he waits until the last hour. Let's say sunset is 6 p.m. So he waits till 5 p.m. and then there'll be plenty of time, you know, to collect the wood and the chometz, to make a fire and to destroy them with between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Maybe he has no avera. Maybe he has no avera. That's another question. That involves another question. Because, true according to Tesis, so there is no Bal Yeroye. According to Tesis, there is no Bal Yeroye, Erev Pesach. But maybe, you see, according to Rashi, we have to say it. Maybe it's true according to Tesis too, that while there is no Yisrael Bal Yeroye Erev Pesach, but maybe if a person will wait with the destruction of the chometz until the last hour, until 5 p.m., there's plenty of time. The sun will not set, you know, half an hour after noon, so there's plenty of time. So mele, if he waits, suppose he waits till 5 p.m., then he decides to to start collecting the wood and the chometz and to burn it, maybe in Zeivar and Isaresi of Tashbisu. Maybe in Tashbisu is implicit two things. Nato Echiyuvese, to destroy the chometz, and the Nisaresi, to keep the chometz in his possession. So true, according to Teisves, there is no Bali Roy after Pesach, after Chatzis. But since the Tashbisu begins at Chatzis, maybe Tashbisu implies two things, a Chiyuvese and the Nisarese, to possess Chometz, like Bali Roy, except Bali Roy is Nisarav, and this is a Nisarese. So Mele, if he deliberately postpones the destruction of the Chometz, and intentionally he possesses Chometz for the 5 hours after Chatzis, when he could have gotten rid of all the Chometz the first hour, if he hadn't been lazy, so maybe he's either in his mess. I don't know about it. But according to Rashi, so Tashbisu has two aspects. First of all, there is a chiyuves of Tashbisu. I'm a chiyuv to destroy the Chometz. And according to Rabbi Yudeh, so the chiyuves of Tashbisu is to be fulfilled darkly through Sreya, not through Pele of Zeroa, that not. And then Tashbisu also implies a Nisares to possess Chometz. But according to Rashi Alesk, why do we need a Nisares of Tashbisu to possess Chometz? Is either a love of Bali Roy? So there is a love and an essay. Why couldn't there be a love and an essay? According to Rashi, it is like that. Because that's the pshat in Rashi. When Rashi explains the Gemara that you read, Omar Rav Yudeh, Ima Se'ane, Ima Bishreife, Ima Bichom Shreife, Shaloi Bizmambi. That means Sher Shishis. Then there has to be Shreife. But, Lachas Mambio, if he didn't burn it before Chatzis, he didn't burn it, alright? So, he acted Shaloi Kidin. So then he can destroy it through whatever means he wants. Why? Because insofar as the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Tashbisu is concerned, so that is dafke before chatzis. But then, after chatzis, there is a nisares of Tashbisu. According to Rashi, there is love of olive oil, and there is a nisares of Tashbisu also if he possesses. Some mele, if he wasn't mivaya, if he didn't burn the chometz before chatzis, he was mevatel an essay, the rashi. He cannot fulfill that essay anymore, too late. But in order to preclude the love of Bali Roy, according to Rashi here, Bali Roy, and to preclude the yisares of Tashbisu, he has to destroy it. He didn't destroy it before chatzis. He has to rush and to destroy it through the quickest means. If the quickest means is by burning it, because he has a fire available, all right, let him do that. If the quickest means is by throwing it into the sewer, because that's the most available method, then he has to do that. And if he doesn't, so obey the Bali Roy and the Yisaras of Tashbisu. But as far as the Chiyuvese of Tashbisu is concerned, so does Mani Botel Kobone, according to Rashi. He cannot fulfill it. That's Rashi Shit. This is Rashi Shit. But Teisa Shita is not like that. Teisa Shita is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu begins only after Chatzis. Now, then, as to the kashe of Rashi, but how can it begin after Chatzis if he starts working on the Ashbosch comets at noon, so there'll be a few minutes at least, no matter how quick he is in his work, but it'll take at least 5-10 minutes until he destroys it. So within that 5 and 10 minutes, he'll be a Bali Roy. So Pesach's answer is, there is no Bali Roy, Erev Pesach. There is no Bali Roy. There is no Bali Roy after Pesach. So just the chiyuv of Hashbose. So maybe according to Teisves, it's possible that he's allowed to postpone it too. Of course, he's not his Srizin. Srizin Magdim Limitzle. So from the point of view of Srizin, he has to rush at noon to destroy the Chomet. But Srizin Magdim Limitzle is only Mitzvah Namufcha. It's not an Avere. Maybe it's no Avere according to Teisves and the Reis level, to postpone it till 4 o'clock, till 5 o'clock. Or maybe, even according to Teisves, so just as according to Rashi, so Tashbisu implies, Echiyubese and the Nisarese, Echiyubese kinem chatzis, and the Nisarese lacha chatzis, maybe according to Teisves, it also implies two things, Echiyubese and the Nisarese, Echiyubese, but according to Teisves, the Echiyubese is also only after Chatzis. But there is a Nisarese too. If he is very slow in his action and he keeps on postponing it, so not only is he Mivater Chiyubese, he is either a Nisarese too, maybe, I don't know. But according to Rashi, it goes without saying that Hashbiso implies a Chiyubese and a Nisarese. And the Chiyubese is Dabke Kedem Chatzis, Lacha Chatzis, he cannot be kind of ese, and the Isarese is Lacha Chatzis. So then there is an Isarese, and then there is Bali Roy also. But Bali Roy also. Now that's Chazashi. Now, in that context, I want to mention the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. Rambam in Perikalev Nuches Chometz Umatzo Halocha Beis that says as follows: Ve'aminiyah Chometz B'Yoshusei B'Pesach Havo Pishalo Yochlei Eile B'Shnilav M'Shinema L'Yoy L'Choseya B'Chol B'Ucho V'Nema Seir Y'Motzi B'Vateichem. Then Allah HaGimel says, Ein Eloi kemishum leiroi v'li motzei, Eloim kim kono chomez b'pesach, Oi chintzei kidi shiyase v'i maise. Avo mo yole chomez kirim ha-pesach, Uba ha-pesach v'li biarei, Eloi michi b'rshusei, Afo pisho v'al shnei labin, Ein Eloi kemina teiro, Nipnei shalui osa v'i maise, Umaki meisei makas, Mardus. So the Rambam says, that Bal Goyi Bal Nimotze, usually there is no Malkes, because it's a lapshin in Maise, except if it was done with the Maise, Konocham is a Pesach, or on Pesach, he baked right on Pesach, he mixed the dough, and you let it stay idle, shear meal, so then is high Malkes, but, so then is high Malkes. Now, the question is, why is it Chayav Malkes even if it involves the Maise? Konochom is a Pesach, or Chintzei, but it's a Lavan of the Klesi. There is Tashbis, there is the Gemore in Psochim, Tapsadikei, turn to the Gemore Tapsadikei. But there, Sadikei, Ahmed Aleph, Ton Rabon, that's in the middle of the Ahmed, Kechol Chukas HaPesach, that's in regard to Pesach Shein, Yasoisi, Yochil, כשם שהורישי נוסה בבלירוי ובלימוצי, כך שם נוסה בלירוי ובלימוצי, תלמוד לא אמר על מצוס אמרים יחלו. So the Torah spells out in regard to Pesach Sheni certain things, certain plotty, al matzis emreim yachlu, that implies only these plotty apply to Pesach Sheni, but bali roi bali motzei doesn't apply. Then the Gemara says, ve'il yalom mitzvasesem mitzvasesem minayim, tamid lomal yashirom minu abbeika, ve'il yalom mitzvasesem mitzvasesem Mrs. Lisa is a gong nine, Talmina Betsam Lishbore. Ma, Prat and Foolish, Mrs. Sessa, the Lisa Shemit Glesser, the Lisa Segomo, I've called Mrs. Sessa Lisa Shemit Glesser, Lisa Segomo Bechole. The Matis Bechole. The Matis Umreling, Michael Marbet, Sliish, Bipotin, my Mightle, has Bosse Sayer, Eifachano, Mitzvah Gufi Odin Bechole, the Yashem and Baker, Michael Barber, is 18 men. Then, the potty Michael Maitley. So in other words, on one hand, the Torah says, Kichol chukas ha-Pesach yasra, you see. That's a general expression. That is marbe. All the halochas of Pesach, legali Pesach sheni. On the other hand, the protein of matzis umreim yachlu is nimai. Only these things, but other requirements of Pesach rishin do not apply to Pesach sheni. Only the requirement of Matzis Mreh. So on one hand, Tichol Chukas HaPesach is Marbe, the requirements of Pesach Rishon. On the other hand, the Protein Matzis Mreh is Mimayit, certain requirements of Pesach Rishon that they do not apply to Pesach Sheni. So the question is, what is the general expression Marbe and what is the specific expression Mimayit? So the Gemara says, the fifth line from the end of the Amid. That's what we are interested in. Bipote, Maikom, and Maitlei, Loiroye, Loiimotzei. So the Prat is Mimayit, Baliroye, Balimotzei. Only in Pesach Rishon, there is a lab of Baliroye, Balimotzei. But in Pesach Sheni, there is no lab of Baliroye, Balimotzei. This is what the Prat of Matzis Umreirim is Mimayit. So, then in parenthesis, you have the Domele. The high in the lake, the other option is a class, the high in the lake, the other option is a class. So why is it put in parenthesis? So the Mishpat Nehemitzu says, Svorim Acherim Lega Sinole. So that's why it's placed in parenthesis. Because in some Svorim, in some text, this expression doesn't exist. So in other words, there are two Gersois. According to one Gersois, the Gemara says in so many words, Why do we say that the Prat, the specific expressions of Matzis Umreirim, are exclude the Aloche of Baliroi Balimotzei in Pesach Sheni? Why? Because it's the domale, the hainalike, the haber lafshin itaklese, the hainalike, the haber lafshin itaklese. Eifechano. Yeah, right. But then, some svarim are not there, is that? What? So, one second, please. So the svarim that's not there, is that? So the Gemara doesn't say that Baliroi Balimotzei is no malkes, because it's a lava nitekvesi. Anyway, I really don't understand. I mean, Reb Chaim raises the question against the Rambam, why the Rambam is not Reb Chaim's kasha. I mean, all the Achreinim raise that question. So from that Gemara, because here the Gemara says that it's a lava nitekvesi, so even if he's kono chomes v'pesach, he shouldn't get malkes, because it's still a lava nitekvesi. So there is a very simple tarot. Maybe the Rambam didn't have that Gersi that exists in our text. Svarim Acherim Loigal Sinole. Svarim Acherim. So, Loigal Sinole. So, Mele, it's not Andresa. But, even if we say that the Rambam did not have that Gersi, But the fact is, there is an essay of Tashbisu. So without the Gemara, there shouldn't be Malkes because of the Lamanitic Rasa. That's the Kash, as far as the Gemara is concerned, so we can say that the Rambam did not have the Girsa that exists in our text. But without the Gemara, why shouldn't it be a Lamanitic Rasa? After all, there is an essay of Tashbisu. So that's the Kash again. So Reb Chaim says as follows. Now then Reb Chaim mentions another Kashi against the Tur. The Tur, Simen Tofen Gimura, or Tofen Dalet. Osh. Rabbi Judah Elier in the Ochomes al Saif, the Rasha Pesik Havosi, the Chaim Bisifra Mitzvah, the Smak, the Agen in Posko Kichachom, the Amra Mifara, the Zera the Ruach, the Matur Liam, Pirush, Gas Hifara, Kishi Yizrak Liam, the Yashlechen and Shom Sholem, the Chaim Kosva Rambuzal, the Balitu of Rabbi Judah Likoma Dafke Saif, אלא שלא בשעס ביורי, אבל בשעס ביורי אז נסוסי בכל דבר. ופיר שרשא שלא בשעס ביורי הוא שור שישיס, עוזו דווקא בשריפה. ובשעס ביורי הוא מכאן בהלך, ורבנתם פיר שיפרה, שעס ביורי הוא שור שישיס, ועוז אז נסוסי בכל דבר, ומשום בהלך דווקא בשריפה. ולפי זה אפילו רב יהודה אין צורך לסייפה, שרי בועיל המדבר עם קדם סעיף 6, כוסף עדינו רבי אורוזל, ואפילו לרשא בשור חמישיס, אז בסוסי בכל דבר, כי משמות הבנוי, ואינו הקים פירוש שישו פירוש רב יהודה אפילו יצא בשיורו, הוא דווקא בשריפה. וכשסייפה בשעס איסורי, לכול העומה, עושו רנס בי, לקח תיב לסס למידורו, ולסייפה, לפני עצמי, אבל אונס ביפרי, אחר שסורפי, זה תולו בפלוקת רבי ורבון. מרב יהודה שהוא בישראל פמוטה, וקיים אלון כל הנשרופים אפרו מוטה, ורבון הנוסר, וכל הנגבורים אפרו מוסר. So the tour says, in Simen Tov Memhei, now, the halacha is, that כל הנשרופים is אפרו מוטה. כל הנגבורים אפרו נוסר בנוי. For example, נסר. So the איפר of נסר, the ashes, המות בנוי. בוסר בחולוב is also בנוי. Suppose you burn בוסר בחולוב. So the איפר is also בנוי. The איפר of בוסר בחולוב is also בנוי. Because בוסר בחולוב is נגבורים. That's at the end of נסר הסתמורי. So the Gemara says, כל הנשרופים אפרון מוטה בנויה, and כל הנגבורים is אפרון עושה בנויה, אפרון בנויה. So the Torah says, how about the איפר of חומץ? Is it מוטה בנויה or not? He burns on Pesach חומץ. Is he allowed to have בנויה from the איפר of the חומץ? So the Torah says, it depends. According to Rabbi Yude, that Bio Chomet is only Bisraike, and the Aloche, the Gemara says at the end of Nisachas Tmure, that Kolan Yisrofim is Afromuter, so the Iker of Chomet, according to Rabbi Yudei, is Mutabanoe. According to Rabbanon, that Ashbusose is Kosovo, so it's not boring. So not boring is up on us. That's what it is. So like Vegia has the cash against the two. It's very difficult, the two. The reason as to why the Gemara says at the end of Shmure that Kol HaMishrofim is up on Muter, and Kol HaMishrofim is up on Osea, so Tesfes at the end of Shmure and other Rishonim explain it, because if it's Mishrofim, it requires Reve, so it's Nasis Mitzvosom. So since it's Nasis Mitzvosom, so the Ifer is Muter. The Ifer is Muta because it's Nasim Mitzvosom. Yeah, because Nasim Mitzvosom. Masha'in ki nikborim b'osom b'cholo. There is no mitzvah to destroy it. B'osom b'cholo b'osom b'anoye. You have to destroy it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to burn it. You don't have to behavior it. But in the Rabbonon you have to behavior it. Because of the possibility of a mirchol. If you are not behavior it, so somebody might need it and have annoyed it from it. He will not know that this piece of meat was cooked together with milk. So he'll eat it, he'll have annoyed it from it. So Mirabonon, we have to be caved because of takole, to prevent takole. So it's not mas mitzvose. But chometz, whether it's bio, chometz is bisreife, or it's al dekeir v'zeh l'ruach, but it's a mitzvah midraise to be mivayaret. So it's nasi mitzvah say. So nasi mitzvah say anyway. So why does the Torah say that's Rabbi Gevira's kasha against the Torah? Why does the Torah say that Eifah Chomet, according to Rabbi Yudah, that is this Eifah, so Nisrofim is Afro Mutah. So the Eifah of Chomet is also Mutah. But according to Rabbanon, that is not Misraike, it can be Sraike, it can be Peir Bnei Luach, you can throw it into the sewer, you can do whatever you want. So, but it's Misraike, I say, you can't leave it in the house and just put up a sign, don't eat it. That you cannot do. So you have to be Mivayre. Some Mele, it's not Mitzvosei anyway. That's what Rabbi Tveja says. That's a clear kasha against the two. Now, so Reb Chaim, in order to answer this kasha, so he raises a certain question. That question is raised by the Minchas Chinuch and the mitzvah of Tashbich. I mean, everybody mentions Minchas Chinuch. I mean, I don't think that there is a robbery in the United States most rabbonim in the United States when they give a Shabbos Hagodol to Rosh Hashanah, so they discuss that Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has a topic. What's the essence of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Does the mitzvah of Tashbisu consist in destroying the Chatzah? In destroying the Chatzah? That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Destroying the Chatzah. One second. Destroying the Chatzah. Or the mitzvah of Tashbisu does not consist in destroying the Chatzah. The mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in eliminating it from the Gavra's possession. From the Gavra's possession. In other words, if we say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in destroying the Chatzah, so then it is proper for a Jew, let's say suppose a certain Jew, he doesn't like bread, he eats matzah all year. He eats matzah all year. Is it proper for that kind of a Jew to buy chometz before Pesach and then destroy it? Of course he will not have any aveir. He doesn't have chometz. He doesn't have chometz, so he has no aveir. He's not mechuyach to destroy anything. He doesn't have chometz. But if the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in destroying the chetzah of chometz, so suppose he has no chometz. He has no chometz. But he still does a good thing if he goes, let's say, before Pesach and he buys bread and then he destroys that. So he has a kima mitzvah. But if we say that the mitzvah of the Bishul does not consist in destroying the Chepz, but in eliminating it from his possession. So Mele, the reason is why, if he has Chometz and he burns it, or he throws it into the sewer, into the sea, so he's entitled to mitzvah, because by burning it, by throwing it into the sewer, by throwing it into the river, into the ocean, so he eliminates it from his possession. Now, if he doesn't have any chometz, so he's kind of saying mitzvah anyway, because he's devoid of chometz. So he's kind of mitzvah anyway. So why should he spend money and buy chometz and destroy it? He'll be kind of saying mitzvah anyway, because when Pesach begins, he will be devoid of chometz. So he'll be kind of mitzvah anyway. So that's the chachira raised by the Mechaskim. Rav Chaim raises the same question, whether the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in destroying the chatzeh, or the mitzvah of Tashbisu consists in eliminating chometz from his possession. There is a love of Bal Moye, and there is a mitzvah to eliminate from his possession all chometz. How does he eliminate? So Rav Chaim says, that's telling the machlokes between Rav Yudeh and Rav. According to Rav Yudeh, that you cannot just destroy it by throwing it into the sewer, by tumbling it up and throwing it into the river, but you have to burn it, you have to set fire to it. But it goes without saying that if he breaks it up into the little pieces and then he throws it into the river, so he also eliminates it out of his possession. That's not good enough according to Abdullah. Because according to Abdullah, there is a mitzvah to destroy the chepze. Destroy the chepze. So the chepze, that consists in burning it. But if you break it up into small particles and you throw it into the river, so then you're not really destroying the chepze. You're not really destroying the chepze according to Abdullah. So Mele, according to the Rabbonon, who say that you can do it anyway, by burning it, by being care of the Eloah, by throwing it into the sewer, into the river. So Mele, the mitzvah consists in the fact that the Gavre is devoid of chometz. Is devoid of chometz. So Mele, the halacha of Nasis Mitzvose, the Kamsputa Banoye, is only shayach when there is a mitzvah to realize in the Chepz. So then we say, there's Nasis Mitzvose, and the Eifer is Muta, Neser, the Eifer of Neser is Muta Banoye, because there, Vanesa Menu Babeka Beish is full, so the mitzvah is to destroy the Chepz. The Chepz requires Bio, Israel. So Mele is shayach to say, in the Chepze, it's Nasis Mitzvah. So according to Rav Yudeh, it's a mitzvah to realize in the Chepze. So Mele, the Eifer is Mita. Mashenke, according to Rabbonon, and Peir, and Zeh, Loach, it doesn't make any difference how you get rid of it, as long as you take it out from your possession, either by burning it, or by throwing the sewer, or by tossing it in the wind. So in other words, as long as you take it out of your possession, and then the Gavre becomes kind of mitzvah by virtue of the fact that the Gavre is devoid of chometz. He's devoid of chometz. He doesn't have any chometz in his possession. So there is no king, the Chepze. So it's not shayach to say Nasis Mitzvose. That's the teretz on the two. Anyway, so then Chaim says, according to the Rabbonon, it's only Allah in the Gavre, he shouldn't have in his possession chometz, so then it's possible to say that there is no kiyum eser altogether, only a nisar eser. If it's a nisar eser, so in Mele, it's not shayach to say lavan divresi. Lavan divresi is shayach to say like the sigzel. So if he gazel, the hechitzak zila shakosa, So there is a Chiyuves, but if there is only an Isarese, it's not a Lavan Tiresi. So the Gemara Tachadikei goes a little bit of beauty, even if we accept the Gersi, goes a little bit of beauty, that is Bisreife. So if it is Bisreife, so then it's a Chiyuves in the Hefze. So it's a Chiyuves in the Hefze, and of course it's Chiyuves. So it's a Lavan Tiresi. Machine, according to the Rabbon, the Rambam Paschals like the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, so there is, it is certainly not a kiyum in the Chetze, and there is no kiyum ese altogether. It's only an Isares, like Bali Roye. But except the Bali Roye, so the Magnishne says in the Rambam, you are only Eivir on Pesach itself, not the Erev Pesach, and the Isarese of Tashbisu, you are Eivir in Erev Pesach, after Chatzis. But if there is no Kirmese, it's not the love Hanita, love Hanita Pesach. So I mentioned that Reb Chaim says that that's totally the Machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanon. But Rashi Shiti is that being Rabbi Yudah and being Rabbanon, so there are two aspects in Tashbisu. One is Chiyuves. And as far as the Chiyuves and the Kiyumes is concerned, so it's Kedem Manisurei. It's Kedem Manisurei. And then there is another aspect, the Yisarese, that's Lachas Manisurei. But according to Rashi, there is no difference between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanon. But there are two aspects in Tashbisu. Okay, so that will be enough now. Next week there is no shulim in Tzachim. Next week. What? No shulim in Tzachim. So it's, and then, so I mean the following week there will be shulim in Tzachim. So, Sashim Shulim. One second. Now, assuming the Yimarish means the 15th, so there is a portion of the day when you have it in possession. So in order to dispose of that stira, that inconsistency, we have to say that Yimarish is reference to the 14th. The 14th, so Mela in the 15th, so, the 15th is the 15th, so it's completely devoid of possession of chametz. Ah, that's a bad. Then Tony Rabbi Shmuel has another love. Tony Rabbi Shmuel Tone Motzi Dalet Shemikorish, that Rishon itself means Yudalet without any rayas because of an apparent inconsistency, and otherwise an apparent inconsistency between the posik of Shivas Yom Seiri Motzim Votechem on one hand and Bayim Mogishim Tashbisu Seirim Votechem on the other. Motzim Yudalash Nikovishim Shnodavishim Babosavim Yachayveh. So there, Rishain is spelled out as referring to the 14th, Ligabe Akobas Kom Pesach, Bo Rishain da Avosa Yim Lachayrish. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar, Rishain de Mikora Mash. The Omar Kor, Rishin Odom Tivolei, Ha Akidim or the Mavishim Radito, that was mentioned by the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Maran Vue to Iev, through the tempest, because Iev complained against the Ashgoche, why he suffered so much. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said to him, you know why this is so and why that is so. Were you born before the Mavishim? Why do you try to understand the mysteries of the universe? So, what does Avishim Olam Tiboret mean? Before them. So, some melee, Arbaim Avishim means the day before the Yom Tefot of Pesach. Alam Ato, Kachim Lachem Baim Avishim, Lachanam Avishim Korem Ashma. Avishim means the day before the Yom Tefot. So then it should follow. The Tokachal Me'arishi means Eretz Sukkos, you have to take a look if it's not so. Shana also, Tichsibus Machna for Yisham Yishlecha Meshigas Yom Mashvi Shvi Lechad Afrishin Rishin Lechad. So in other words, there we have a special deal that Rishin doesn't mean the day before the Yom Tov, but it means the first day of the Yom Tov. But otherwise, when we have no Gilu, in Astam, Rishon means the day before. So in Moras Kashi, here we also have a Gilu, a similar Gilu. Tochanam Yekseed, Arbaim Rishon Tash Pisu, and then Shidas Yomim Matis Techeo. Inche Nichtit Ho Rishon Yomori, Shmam Noch Yamor. So now the Mor is modified. I mean, this is what Olam Yitzchok meant. Not that Rishon generally means the day before, but Rishon itself means the first day, not the day before. It says Yom Tov. But here the Torah says Ho Rishon with the Hey. So it's God first. Bring the first Rishon. First day of Yom Tov. God first, the Hey idea, emphasizes that it's the day before the 7 days of Sukkot, because of the Hey. How is it normally? Shmam Lech Lamo. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Vishnu Kol Mashmu Lavrum Yikoya Dodem Mashmu Vishnu Mashmu Yikoya Shulim Ki Nuchol Shiru Yikoya 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 Ovishin on the Bolot. So why don't we say there too that it means Erev Sukkos, we have to take a look at. Bisu, Hosom Yachsiv, Bayim Ovishei Shabosei, Ubayim Hashmini Shabosei, also in the head, Hovishei not Bayim Vishin Shabosei, Bayim Shmini Shabosei, but Bayim Hovishin Shabosei, Bayim Hashmini Shabosei. Eim Eviso, there we should also say, Vishin, Torem Hashmah. I'm not going to say there the Pshat is the day before the Yom Tov Sukkot. Shana Hosom the Makro Vim Ashmini Shabose Mashmini Shmini Lichad Afrishin Rishin Lichad. Also the question is, so we have a view that it means the first day of Yom Tov, so why the extra Hey Horishin Omori? Limutachir Shomri. There the Torah emphasizes the first that only the first is a sub-in-law. But Halamiyat is not a sub-in-law. Alright, it's the same which is a shame that it is a sub-in-law. But not only Lohas. The Barabud is Muta, and the Halamiyat is Muta. But to be also a normal Lohas, other than Nichol Nefesh, that's only the image. What does the Torah have to say? Hori Shem, Hashmini. The Torah says Yom Rishen, Yom Shmini, Mikotedesh, means only the first day and the eighth day, and the other days is not Mikotedesh, is not also the law. First of all, Yom Rishen, it sounds like Hamim Yahweh, because Rahman Yahweh Mashmini. What makes it all Yom Rishen, that you have Chirish So even though the Torah says Yom Rishen and Yom Shmini, but since there is a Bot Uvayoi Mashmini, so in other words, that means that the eighth day is added to the previous days. Chalmei too. So that's why the Torah has to mention the Hay, to emphasize no Chalmei not. So but the question is, why would I have a Salkadai Torah? That in spite of the fact the Torah mentions in Rishon Shabbosim, in Shmini Shabbosim, all the other Chalmei days are included because of the Bov Meisi, so let the Torah not mention the Bov and not the Hay. So if it won't mention the Bov, it won't be necessary to mention the Hay. Lo yichachon lo yivav lo yeh, pisu hosom dechsi,